broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September the 7th in the year of our Lord 2019. This is our one of two. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, on demand and live radio at your fingertips, libertyroundtable.com, on a few AM/FM radio stations around the country, live on the internet via the Roku player or any other listening device you would like, Siri, Alexa, the list goes on and on, all kinds of podcast platforms. We're everywhere if you try to listen, folks. libertyroundtable.com, archives are there, live radio, on demand, but best of all, the opportunity for you to participate in the solutions. We have day jobs, so we're not begging for your money, but we are saying if you want to help us grow our presence in the media, every penny counts. Every penny is vitally important. Donate today, and we will use your money, very sacred money, to grow our presence in the media and tell the tale of liberty. We stand for God, family, and country and protect life, liberty, and property. And we are live 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. That's 12 hours of live radio every week. You know, every so often we take a day off here or there. We're human. But yet, you know what? 6 days a week is a lot of time on the radio. I'll tell you that right now. What's that? Times 52 weeks, that'll be what? 300 days? 300 plus days live on your radio. We take Sundays off, folks. So there's 52 days off on Sunday. And then enough Saturdays off, too, to call it probably, what, 300 days? We're live on your radio. A year. And if you believe we provide value in the news the networks refuse to use, we bring to the table and cover and have a God, family, country, life, liberty, and property perspective on, a constitutional founding father-esque perspective on, if you believe that our coverage of that news with our commentary and our input and our constitutional relevance, educational wise, etc., if you find that valuable, then please reciprocate and donate today, would you please? LibertyRoundtable.com is where you go to get that done. If you want to email me, LibertyRoundtable@gmail.com, I'd love to hear from you. We are grateful for our listeners and the input they provide, and the news tips and more is just phenomenal stuff. Normally, we cover 1 week of news. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, week in review, but we've got 2 weeks because I was out of town for so long. So we've got the first week, what is it, Monday the 19th through Friday the 23rd to cover, and then we'll cover last week's news. So we got like 9 days of news, or 10 days of news to cover. We've been off on Saturdays for the last couple of weeks. I was out of town, as you remember, in Alabama. For several days, doing some wonderful things, which I'll cover one of these days here soon. But anyway, we were doing some, but I got 10 days to recap, so let's start with what we talked about on Monday the 19th of August. So it's the 7th now, so how long was that then? Let's see, 19th and 30th, 12 days, 7, you know, almost 3 weeks ago now, right? So on the 19th, ladies and gentlemen, we had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, Campaign for Liberty. And we talked about in Salt Lake City. We talked about I Am Malala, the movie, right? I Am Malala. It's a movie. And then there's a book, He Named Me Malala. And it talks about what we need to do in relation to this. First, we must stand up for education. Secondly, we must fight violence and ignorance with peace and dialogue and education. And third, we must end the U.S. foreign policy of interventionism. We must adopt the policy of non-interventionism, a humble foreign policy, if you will. Anyway, we also talked about an excellent article from Thomas Massie, congressman, and John Lott, well-known professor. Red flag laws are the wrong solution to mass shootings, folks. Red flag laws haven't reduced crimes at all, and the potential for misuse is great, big time great. 17 states, by the way, have now adopted some form of these red flag laws. 13 states passed these laws since the Parkland shooting took place last year. California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, Washington, and Washington, D.C., folks. Not only do red flag laws violate your rights, especially your right to due process, but they also do not prevent someone from killing himself and or others. They also, in this article, explain why such laws have a chilling effect on one's efforts to reach out to others for help. You say, what are you talking about, Sam? Well, a lot of people who might commit suicide or be depressed, they won't reach out for help if they know these laws are going to take away their guns or violate their rights. It makes it a chilling effect. They hesitate. We also talked about Utah taxpayers are funding the United Nations Conference in Salt Lake City. That's a shame. Why do we have to pay for that, huh? We also talked about on the radio last week, Lil Nelson. Lil heard a radio interview where the Utah legislature allocated $650,000. They call it a, quote, one-time funding to host the 2019 United Nations Civil Society Conference. I don't know why taxpayers are paying for that. George Washington said that private property and freedom are inseparable. John Adams said property must be secure or liberty cannot exist. Boy, howdy, is that true, right? Second hour, we talked to our buddy Scott Bradley. Remember, this is back Monday the 19th, right? FreedomsRisingSun.com is his website. And we talked about the Constitution with Scott Bradley. We talked about Alabama GOP Senate candidate Roy Moore blames gun violence on our country's spiritual deficit. I agree with Roy Moore. Stevie Wonder calling for gun control measures at rapper Nipsey Hussle's funeral. What a shame on Stevie Wonder. Hillary Clinton praises New Zealand gun ban for going further than thoughts and prayers. Suspects open fire in synagogue, but a good guy with a gun shoots back. Now, that's phenomenal news. Dennis Prager, for example, synagogue shooting rationally calls for more gun ownership. Why do they say that? Because when the good guy shot back, it stopped the bad guy. We didn't have to wait for the cops with a gun to come. There was a good guy there, and we didn't need the cops. Now, that's the point, whether it's a cop coming late or a good guy earlier. Good guys with a gun stop crime all the time. For example, country legend Charlie Daniels speaks out on this and says, hey, you know what? Let's talk about common sense gun laws. Charlie suggested that before politicians pass more gun laws or more restrictions on, quote, legal gun owners, maybe they ought to consider if enforcing the existing laws on the books first. What do you think of that idea, huh? I think Charlie's right. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got momentous shifts happening in our nation. We're turning our back on God. We're ignoring the principles that made America great. Our prayers are that we turn back to God and turn back to family and turn back to country. Believe it or not, 9 out of the 10 most deadly shootings in America have happened in the last 5 years alone, USA Today. This is the momentous shift we're talking about. Why is that? Right? Why? Why are we such a different society than we used to be? We talk about the onerous burdens of a war-based society. We're a war-based, anger-based society nowadays, aren't we? It's tragic, to say the least. Right, that was Monday the 19th. Now we're on Tuesday the 20th broadcast. Again, almost 3 weeks ago, right? We talked to Patty Stockman, wife of Steve Stockman. Quote, can the case of my husband, Steve Stockman, be an alarm for Americans who love the Constitution? Incredible article in the dailycaller.com. We're grateful for their leadership there and their work. The former two-time congressman endured a, quote, four-year investigation with four grand juries, followed by an indictment and a conviction by our own DOJ and IRS. He's now serving a 10-year prison sentence, and at first it looks, wow, what did the congressman do? But Steve Stockman has filed a compelling appeal showing his innocence in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. A Washington Times article by Rebecca Haglin highlights what's going on and takes a fresh look at the case. People are looking at the case going, wait a minute, man. And I'm one of them. I mean, Steve has been absolutely railroaded because he dared to take on Lois Lerner at the IRS. Elizabeth Warren apologizes for harm of the Native American ancestry. She claimed that she was Native American, but it turned out not to be true. Donald mocked her, and he turned out to be right. We also talked about Rachel Dalazal. That's the black woman. She was charged with welfare fraud. She was the black woman, or the white woman, that claimed she was black. She was claiming to be a black woman while being white. And she's an American author, a multimedia artist, former college instructor, and NAACP chapter president. But she was white, right? How come you can pretend to be Native American is no big deal, but if you pretend to be black, it's disaster, huh?
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that will preserve the vanishing resource of the American cowboy. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery that celebrates our history, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. You can order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine.
All right, Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, Weeks in Review. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. I'm Sam Bushman. LibertyRoundtable.com for live and on-demand radio and the donation link. Please, if you have a heart to help, pitch in a couple of bucks. If we provide value to you, we ask you to please reciprocate. All right, we talked about Candace Owens. She's a well-known black woman. And she says, what if Blexit were to really happen? That's the exiting of the blacks in the Democratic Party is what she's talking about. What if millions of black Americans were to wake up and to abandon leftist ideas and the chains of big government and reclaim their power and potential, Candace Owens asks. See, if I were to say that, the chains, then they'd call me a white supremacist or a hater, but she's black and she's a female, so she can do this, but she's spot on. What if even more Americans were to join these black Brexit folks that are leaving the liberal camps? White, Hispanic, young, old, male and female, she says. After three episodes, my new show, The Candace Owens Show, she says, was the number one educational podcast on iTunes. Wow, that's tremendous. Good for Candace. Why do I like Candace? Because she understands constitutional principles. All right, what I like about her is she's willing to say, look, the liberal lies that have been told to the blacks for so long have got to stop. The idea that the white man has kept you down, and the idea that there's just no hope for you, or the idea of abortion, let's just murder all your babies, or okay, these lies told to black people have got to stop. We need a Blexit. And I think Candace Owens is right. What I think we need to do is we need to get rid of this black-white, you know, divide, and we need to stand shoulder to shoulder as Americans, as the children of God, and say, you know what? We can work together for the betterment of everybody, everywhere, all the time. And the only way we can make the world great is if we make America great. And so we're going to start there. We're not racist. We're not bigots. We're not haters. We're none of those things. We're going to stand shoulder to shoulder for the sacred cause of liberty and the traditions of the founding fathers. And we're going to promote God, family, and country. And we're going to protect life, liberty, and property. And we're all going to do that together. Right? Left, right, black, white, tall, short, fat, skinny. You know, ugly, pretty, whatever. We're going to work together as the children of God to stand for our God-given unalienable rights. Anyway, good for Candace Owens. I appreciate her and the work she does. And again, we like her, not because she's black, but because she's correct on the issues, right? The fact that she's black is really, in my personal opinion, an irrelevant reality. She's black and I'm white and we're great people and we should advocate for our race and our heritage and we should stand together and celebrate her right to do so and my right to do so, shall we? All right, we're talking about a fire marshal, quote, fact checks fake news about Trump's New Hampshire rally attendance. This is where the fire marshal did a good job. Everybody claimed in the mainstream press that the attendance wasn't very good. Trump said the attendance was through the roof. The mainstream press said Donald's lying. The fire marshal did the check and said Trump's telling the truth and the media's lying. So what they did is they blacked out the truth on the story. And so I got a question. If Black Lives Matter, which I say they do, I say everybody's life matters, right? Do blackout stories matter? That's kind of the question that I had. Yes, they do. We talked about a massive turnout at March in the latest Hong Kong protest. Man, they're having a time of it over there, aren't they? It's a sad tale to tell. Most New York manufacturers are reporting a slight or no tariff price pressures. That's interesting, isn't it? Trump economic advisor Larry Kudlow says there's no recession on the horizon. And Larry, I got warning for you, my friend. The media is hyping recession as if they want one. You're right about that. Bill Maher doubles down, or Bill Mayer doubles down. Recession worth it if it means getting rid of Trump. These people are heck bent, Larry Kudlow, on forcing a recession. So when you say there's not one in the wings, these people have control through the banking cartel known as the Federal Reserve. And manipulating the news big time, they can force a recession on us. So don't you be fooled and think there's no recession. There may not be in the economy, but there may be in reality. All right, Pinkerton says why buying Greenland may be one of Trump's best ideas. Anyway, there you have that. I find that interesting. Trump tried to buy or wanted to buy Greenland, got shut down flat, and sad tale to tell there. But it is appropriate for America to negotiate for things. I mean, look at the Louisiana Purchase, if you don't believe what I'm talking about, right? There's nothing wrong with expanding America if you do it morally, right? It's when you steal land in war conquest is when you got a problem. All right, we talked about Planned Parenthood braces for serious financial jolt from Trump. New rule depriving abortionists of millions of dollars, and Trump did a good job there. Trump basically saying, look, we're not going to let Planned Parenthood pro-death clinics be tied to the money for family preservation and planning. Now, I believe they're playing games a little bit with the terms there, because you can say, well, that dollar's not being used for this, but we get this dollar over here for that. And there's a lot of games being played for sure, but I will say this. At least Donald's doing something for pro-life, right? And good for President Trump for doing it. By the way, this half hour is brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. or smile and dial 801-669-2211. You can also text that number, 801-669-2211, and ask about raw honey, or email Kurt at libertyroundtable.com. You can also go to the website, check it out, localhoneyman.com. This half hour is also brought to you in part by World Affairs Brief. How about commentary on a troubled world in your inbox every Friday? Joel Skousen's World Affairs Brief gets that done. WorldAffairsBrief.com. All right, now we're up to Wednesday the 21st discussion. We had our guest on, Mr. Alec Horsman. And Alex Horsman, he's marketing manager with Ammo.com. And they do a podcast there. If you go to ammo.com/podcast, you can check it out and get discounts on ammo. But we discussed in detail the 27th anniversary of Ruby Ridge. Let's never forget is the point. We talked about the shootout between Randy Weaver and his family and federal government agents on August 21st, 1992. It's a pivotal day in history, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about the siege at Ruby Ridge, the forgotten history of the ATF that started a militia movement. Yeah, the Weavers might have held some separatist beliefs. You can say racial separatist beliefs if you choose. But they were not involved in any violent activity of any kind or rhetoric. They were peaceful Christians that simply wanted to be left alone. But specifically for his beliefs, Randy Weaver was targeted by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms in a sting operation. They wanted him to be a snitch to get access to other, quote, white supremacists and racists. But when Randy Weaver refused to become a federal informant, he was charged with illegally selling firearms. Due to a miscommunication about Randy Weaver's court date, the Marshal Service was brought in. They laid siege to Randy Weaver's house and shot his wife and 14-year-old son. They shot Lon Horiuchi for the government, shot Vicky Weaver. She was standing in the doorway with a baby in her arms. She wasn't even armed. And they literally murdered her in cold blood. Lon Horiuchi got away with it, too. In August 1995, though, the U.S. government tried to avoid trial on the lawsuit. They didn't want the details to come out, so they awarded the three surviving daughters of Randy Weaver $1 million each, and Randy Weaver $100,000 over the deaths of Sammy, that's the son, and Vicky Weaver, that's the wife. The attorney for Kevin Harris pressed in a civil suit for damages. The federal officials vowed they would never, ever pay somebody who killed a federal marshal. But you know what? The grand jury said that Kevin Harris did it in self-defense. And in September of 2000, after a long, long fight, 8 years in the making, Kevin Harris was awarded a $380,000 settlement from the government. The government had to admit they were completely wrong on this one. But most people in America don't even know about it. That's why we celebrate and highlight the 27th anniversary. It's not that we want to celebrate it, but we want to celebrate the idea that when people stand up and push back, the truth comes out. And we're so sad about the loss of Sammy and Vicky Weaver, and so sad for the tragedy that took place in Ruby Ridge. We want to celebrate it or remember it for two reasons. One, when you push back, when good people do something, good things happen, the government was somewhat accountable. And the other reason we highlight it is because we want to make sure that it never repeats in history. All right, second hour, we had our guest on, Mr. James Edwards, Politics and Hypocrisy in 21st Century America, the politicalcesspool.org. And that show is live every Saturday evening, so check it out this evening, by the way. And we talked about Trump accuses Jewish Democrats of disloyalty. That's interesting. He's talking about all these Jewish Democrats that seem to hate anything Christian. We talked about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or AOC calls. The Electoral College is a scam, says it's racist. Do you buy that? Barack Obama announces Netflix projects that'll focus on race, class, and civil rights. And that's going to help America get rid of its racist divide, folks? I doubt it. Quick pause. I'm Sam Bushman. Liberty Roundtable, live.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian is now heading away from the mid-Atlantic states toward Canada. It came ashore on North Carolina's Outer Banks, knocking out power and flooding Ocracoke Island, spinning off tornadoes that hit a number of homes, including Jason Sawyer's on Emerald Isle. He tells WREL he saw what happened through his Ring camera.
We knew it was bad. We didn't realize how bad, but catching that sound of the tornado hitting us was pretty humbling.
In the Bahamas, hundreds of people are trying to get off Abaco Island after Dorian flattened entire towns. People say there is no water and no power. Prime Minister Hubert Minnis.
So I only want you to be patient. We can't move all of you at one time, but the boats will be coming in.
Thousands of people in the Bahamas are still missing. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Facebook. Facebook is expanding its new local alert tool nationally by the end of the year. Local alerts enables local governments and first responders to communicate urgent information when it directly affects people in their community or requires them to take action, such as road closures, blackouts, or natural disasters. Jimmy O'Keefe is the product marketing manager at Facebook.
When authorities mark posts as local alerts, Facebook greatly amplifies their reach so that people living in an affected community are more likely to see them. Facebook sends notifications to people living in the affected area and also shows that information on Today In, a new place on Facebook for local news, community information, and conversations between neighbors.
Over the past year, information officers from over 350 local governments have used local alerts in a range of everyday emergencies, including flash flood warnings, mandatory evacuations, and 911 outages. For more, visit facebook.com/help/publisher/local-alerts.
An outbreak of serious lung illness that's linked to vaping has caused health officials around the country to issue a warning. At least 5 people have died in the U.S. after vaping. But the actual cause of the deaths is elusive. The latest is in Indiana. Pam Combs is the Indiana Deputy Health Commissioner.
Many individuals have reported vaping THC, the ingredient in marijuana, or other substances. But we do not know what else may have been in these products or what is causing these injuries.
The House Judiciary Committee is prepared to vote next week on a resolution that lays out the procedures for its investigation now that it's actively considering moving to impeach the president. The chairman will be authorized to call full committee and subcommittee hearings in connection with the impeachment deliberations. Also, it allows the committee to have staff attorneys question witnesses at the hearings. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, so it looks like Barack Hussein Obama and crew are going to work on discussing race in some of their podcasts and stuff like that. Podcasting taking center stage, I'm telling you that right now. I've been predicting that for years. Anyway, I digress, except to say, I guess an actress halts an interview because of the race of the crew. I guess it wasn't, quote, diverse enough, not enough color, it was too white. And I kind of don't understand all that, but there you go. Why don't I understand? Because white really is all colors mixed together. Black is the absence of color. Go study science if you don't believe me. And I don't know why they call black colored and white the absence of color when it's really the opposite. The truth shall set you free. Alyssa Milano, I mean, the lady is a nutcase, ladies and gentlemen. She said, quote, if I hadn't opted for 2 abortions in 1993, my life would be completely lacking all of its joys. The blaze with the details, and poor Alyssa just doesn't get it. You know, a lot of people believe that having a child is really going to be a horrible thing, and you're going to lose your life, and it's going to be, you know, everything's going to be, you know, catered to the kid. You're going to go broke. It's just going to be awful, awful. 9 times out of 10, when people think that, they find out how wrong they were. There's even country songs about it, how blessed children really are, how they're such a blessing in our lives, and it's hard to see at first. But, man, I've got 8 children and 4 grandchildren, and I'm telling you, God, family, and country is where it's at, baby. President Trump shifts away from background checks and background check push. That's what we heard weeks ago. And I sure wish that was the truth. Turns out that he's shifting away from a background check scenario, but he's moving more towards a spy on everybody scenario. Donald Trump and crew are working on what's called a social credit score. An SCS, a social credit score. And they'll use Alexa and Google and Siri and all these different digital assistants and monitoring tools to monitor your life and determine your behavior and put together a social score that a government new department would manage for you. The director of the new department would be appointed by the president, and then they would literally spy on all of us and create a social credit score, an SCS. And then that social credit score would be used to allow you to or disallow you from doing certain things. You know what? If you're trending towards violence or trending toward, then you might not be able to get a passport and travel. You might be put on a no-fly list. You might not be able to buy a gun. You might, and it goes on and on. Disaster. Disappointed in Donald. All right, that's Wednesday's broadcast. We covered Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday so far. Now we're on Thursday the 22nd. We talked about Zuckerberg. That's Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook plans news police. Yeah, they're literally trying to create this situation where instead of automation, just creating and collating and blocking and whatever the news through filters and algorithms, AI, if you will. Now they want to mix AI with humans to curate and control the news that you see and hear. Are you comfortable with them doing that? Was the news organization or are the news organizations designed to be gatekeepers and control what you see and hear? Or was the press supposed to be independent? So that's the problem is you get some of these big actors like Google and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Instagram. And I know all those are part of Google now, but they're all, you put all those together and they control 90% of what you see and hear on the internet, folks. Unless you go looking for alternative places, that's all you're going to get. Do you like them curating the news with a liberal bias and a liberal bent? That's why Liberty Roundtable Live exists, to do our best to make sure that doesn't happen. You need to spread the word and help fund Liberty Roundtable so we can grow. LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today, would you please? But man, we have a battle on our hands. All right, we talked about Bernie Sanders' goal for unions. He wants to double membership for unions in 4 years. Now, I don't have a problem with free association, folks. I believe in free association, but I don't believe in forced unionism. Unions are fine. You can freely associate and join with anybody to counteract your employer all you want to. That's great. But forced unionism is a problem, folks. Why? Because it's got that element of force. And unions should not get a special privilege lever at the government. We the people have rights, but we can't delegate rights to governments and or unions that we don't have in the first place to delegate, right? Remember, government derives its just power from the consent of the governed. That's you and I. I guess the federal budget deficit will reach $1 trillion next year. That's according to forecasts from the CBO. That's the Congressional Budget Office, right? The deficit will reach $1 trillion. The national debt, believe it or not, stood at $19.5 trillion when Donald Trump took office. I guess it expanded $9 trillion under the Obama administration. So basically it doubled under Barack, and it's probably going to double under the Donald again. Anyway, shame on the Donald. We got to rein in the debt. I appreciate the tax cuts President Trump's put in place, but we got to put spending cuts in place alongside, don't we? Don't we, Donald? Let's work on it, my friend. And in Donald's defense, he's been trying to do that, but his Republican belligerent liberals just won't let it happen. Trump says he's seriously looking at ending birthright citizenship. I wish you would quit thinking about it and get it done, Donald. Trump signs executive order, keeping promise to vets. I guess he's relieving student debt, dismissing the debt for very seriously disabled veterans. We talked about triggering the Google social credit system. Michelle Malkin explains how her 20-year-old website was placed on a, quote, news blacklist. And this highlights exactly what I was talking about, this social credit score. They're already doing it to notables in the news that stand for conservative values. They're doing it to us. All right, we also had our guest, Tom Hartman, radio/TV host, political commentator, author, psychotherapist, entrepreneur, TomHartman.com. And Tom is T-H-O-M, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. Tom Hartman, incredible talk show host. We talked about how he met his wife, Louise, in the late 1960s. They've been married for over 45 years and have three children now. For a liberal, that's kind of crazy. But I commended Tom. And the Tom Hartman radio program has 6.25 million listeners a week. It's one of the top progressive radio programs. Why do we have Tom on? Number one, he's a nice guy and a personal friend. But the other reason to have Tom on is to highlight how we can be differing on our beliefs. You know what? Tom and I are a lot different in our beliefs. He's considered a progressive talk show host. I'm considered a constitutional talk show host. At first glance, you would think we have nothing in common, but we have a lot in common. Obviously, we both prize marriage, right? We both prize understanding the founding fathers. We differ in a lot of our beliefs, but can we agree to disagree agreeably? And the answer is clearly yes. And so we like Tom Hartman because he's open-minded. He's educated so he can advocate for his own beliefs. He's a writer. He's published more than 20 books on diverse topics. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight's one of his books. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder is another one. I mean, he's done a lot in his life. He's an entrepreneur. He founded International Wholesale Travel and its subsidiary Springberry Travel. He also founded the Salem's Children's Village. That's a home for abused or special needs children. Tom's done a lot in his life, and I just commend him. The guy's just a gentleman. I'm grateful to be his friend. I was grateful to have him on the radio. We want to highlight more of this. We can agree to disagree agreeably ideas. Look, we don't have to just divide in America and hate one another. I emailed my Clarion Call for Civility article to Tom as well. So there you go. But I'm just telling you, the guy's a tremendous gentleman. And I'm grateful for his friendship. And it's just wonderful to have people who completely think differently than we do, but yet we can be friends and kind and respectfully debate the issues in America. That's what America is all about. All right, Friday the 23rd broadcast. We talked about a billionaire GOP donor and philanthropist. David Koch, one of the Koch brothers, died at 79 years old. We talked about Professor Robert Epstein. Hillary Clinton's in Google's pocket. That's right. Psychologist and search engine expert Robert Epstein. He's a liberal Hillary Clinton supporter in the past, but now he blasted Hillary on social media after she falsely claimed that his research was bogus. So she attacked him and he attacked back. He's right. Hillary Clinton is in Google's pocket. There you have it. Anyway. Very strange tale when the liberals start, you know, fighting or whatever you want to call it. All right, we talked about Bakari. The Koch-Soros Alliance. Now, I know that sounds very strange to you, ladies and gentlemen, but the Koch brothers are normally known for conservative views. The George Soros is very known for liberal views, and they both are philanthropists with a ton of money. And they both fund their agendas, right? But the question is, will the Koch-Soros Alliance silence the internet? That's what the debate's about. We also said that Donald Trump is ready to leave Afghanistan. At a certain point, you have to say enough. Well, it turns out he kind of lied. He's going to reduce troops to Afghanistan. But he says we got to literally stay there forever. Shame on you, Donald.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no vote.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. Then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
All right, Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use takes center stage when Liberty Roundtable Live is on the radio. We are live 6 days a week, by the way, 2 hours a day. Archives 24-7. Live and on-demand radio at libertyroundtable.com. And so is the donation link if you have the heart to help. Every penny matters. We want to take on the mainstream press like never before, and we need your help. We're running on a thin dime, folks. We jokingly call it the Widow's Mite Radio Network. A little more serious than joke, by the way. Mitt Romney, Putin, and Kim deserve censure, not flattery. And I agree that we don't want to flatter them, but I disagree with this idea that they deserve censure. Do I agree with their tactics? Of course not. But how are you going to criticize Putin and Kim? What's that, North Korea and Russia? What we call China, the great currency manipulator, communist China, our most favored nation trading partner? See, there's a disparity in the logic here. My point is that we need to avoid foreign entanglements like the plague. We need to avoid getting too close to any nation. We need to have diplomatic relationships with all nations. And we need to use our polite, gentle, persistent, and consistent influence diplomatically to make a difference. And we ought to use tariffs at our borders to reward countries that back the free enterprise system. And we need to use the tariffs to penalize countries that do not engage in free market principles. Why? Because we believe in the free market. That's why. Why? Because we have the greatest economic engine the world's ever known. That's why. All right, a witness has come forward to back up a sexual assault allegation against CNN far-left pundit Don Lemon. That's what Fox News is reporting. So there you have that. The problem is the Me Too movement doesn't seem to be, whenever there's an extreme liberal, they seem to not really take much notice about the abuse. But if it's a conservative, clean their clock. Now, I support the Me Too movement in that I don't want any abuse to anybody, anytime, anywhere, sexual or otherwise. Sexual, mental, emotional, physical. I don't want any abuse to anybody. And it's wrong when it's done. I don't care if it's a liberal or conservative that have done it. Victims should not be victims. But the problem that I have is the double standard. If it's Bill Clinton, they don't say a word. If it's Donald Trump, they go ballistic, right? I don't like or accept the double standard. The Me Too movement needs to stand up every time. Tucker Carlson examines Senator Mike Lee's evolution on Google. Maybe it's every bit as corrupt as it seems. According to Tucker Carlson, Mike Lee, Senator of Utah, was once a staunch critic of the tech giant. However, in recent years, looks like Mike Lee has changed his tune on Google. Fast forward today, Mike Lee is one of the chief allies of Google in Congress, maybe even the greatest ally in the Republican Party. What gives with that? Anyway, Trump's still pushing on the Greenland New Deal. Trump promises no high-rise tower in the Arctic. Okay. We talked about an audit. U.S. may still be funding what are called Afghan ghost soldiers. Yeah, so they did an audit, and we're still funding Afghan ghost soldiers. Soldiers that don't even exist are getting money. Who's the money really going to, huh? They say UN official, disaster, corruption, by aid agencies cannot go unpunished. Well, I agree with that. The problem is, who's going to do the punishing? The United Nations? If you start giving the United Nations teeth to punish them, pretty soon, what do they become? Judge, jury, and executioner? I don't think the UN believes in the division of powers like the United States and our Constitution, supreme law of the land, calls for. Do they over there at the UN? I don't think so. We need to sign the petition to end U.S. funding, is what we need to do. All right, we also talked about a federal energy program suggests keeping your thermostat set at 78 and then 82 degrees while you sleep. And I'm saying that's so dang hot. Can't stand it. Anyway, there you go. Trump says he's thinking about a payroll tax cut. A day after the White House denies it, this is an example where, you know, Donald Trump doesn't have a good handle on the messaging from the White House. Sad to say, but true. Donald's a great guy, and I hope he gets a payroll tax cut in place. But his staff denying it the second he comes out and says it. What's going on with that? Mixed messaging. They need to get together in some boardrooms and talk first. Nurses in a Florida clinic allege they'd be fired for speaking Spanish on the job. I don't think we ought to fire people for speaking Spanish, but I do think we ought to say, listen, please speak English. It's not comfortable for patients and others if they don't understand the language to know what's going on, or you know, when you're talking about them or in relation to them, it's very uncomfortable when you don't know what's happening, right? So I think English is the primary language in America, and I think people ought to do their very best to speak it at all times. That doesn't mean you can't speak your other language, but especially in public roles, if you will, I think English should be spoken in America, not because it's better than other languages, but because it's the native language or the primary language spoken in America. If you go to Mexico, I think that you should speak Spanish. Yeah, and if I don't know what's going on, I hope somebody would interpret for me, but I would do my very best if I was going to live there long term to learn their language. And I have no problem speaking Spanish in Mexico, and by the way, I have no problem speaking French in France, and right? Japanese and Japan, and, you know, Chinese and China, and Korean and Koreas, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. We should respect all languages. And whatever the primary language of the culture in the country is, we got to do our very best to support, right? All right, we talked about touch football. It first sold us safer, but now requires a helmet because it's getting just too rough. People are just getting, wow. We talked about in Brazil, sudden darkness befalls Sao Paulo, baffling thousands. That was a weird thing. We talked about America's priciest listing sells at foreclosure auction. In other words, you know what? These big expensive properties just can't sell for what they once sold for. They were once asking $1 billion for this thing. But the they call it the Mountain in Beverly Hills. Sold to its lender for $100,000. Yeah. I don't know. People just don't have the money, or people don't have the appetite. You know, I don't know what's going on with that. But that is the Week in Review that started on the 19th and ended on the 23rd. Now let's talk about Monday, the 2nd of September. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We talked about Labor Day 2019. We talked about the origin and the evolution of the Taliban. They're not as evil as you think. There's some good people in the Taliban, folks, if you understand how it originated. But then it got taken over and controlled. There's good guys and bad guys everywhere. Eric Margolis at LouRockwell.com wrote an article talking about the origins of the Taliban, etc. Very interesting. Probably not what you've been told, that's for sure. America faces historic defeat in Afghanistan. Why? By not winning, it loses. Same thing with Vietnam. We didn't win in Vietnam, did we? We talked about Scott Horton's incredible book about the war in Afghanistan. It's entitled Fool's Errand, Time to End the War in Afghanistan. We also talked about with Lowell Nelson how to control a people. False flag terrorism is one of the ways they do it, and false flag terrorism is defined as the government attacking its own people, then blaming others in an effort to go to war with the people that they blamed. There's a lot of false flag operations that have happened around the world for literally thousands of years, folks. This is not a new phenomenon. There's a book called Historically Documented admissions of false flag terror, a concise summary. G. Washington wrote the book. You say, well, why would a government ever admit false flag terrorism, Sam? What are you talking about? They admit it for all kinds of reasons. But trust you me, it's been done. And it's been done by probably the United States more than any other nation in the world's history. The easiest way to gain control of a population is to carry out acts of terror. The public will clamor for such laws if their personal security is threatened. You know who said that? Joseph Stalin. Yeah, we got to stop the anti-gunners in D.C., I'll tell you that right now. Red flag gun confiscation laws are even worse than you think, writes Chuck Baldwin on LibertyRoundtable.com. Incredible article. But I'm telling you right now, we need to be very, very careful with these red flag gun confiscation laws. They are evil, to say the least. Wow. Right, we had our guest on, Mr. Scott Bradley, second hour on Monday. To preserve the nation, freedomsrisingsun.com. Incredible webinars weekly on the Constitution, Q&As, and more from Dr. Scott Bradley. We talked about Donald Trump Labor Day proclamation. American workers are the greatest labor force in the world. Donald's right. But if he doesn't tie that to the free enterprise system that created the greatest economic engine, if he doesn't tie that to the principles that made us the greatest workers in the world, then it's almost meaningless if you don't get the backstory of the founding father-esque understanding of what it takes to have honest money, what it takes to have a level playing field, but government not involved, the free market. In other words, less regulation, but a level playing field, the honoring of contracts, etc. Very simple but powerful system. The grand old experiment for the American founding fathers is certainly successful. But Tyler Durden writes an article and says there's things fishy about the America's inflation data. He's right about that. We also talked about an article from Andy Langenkamp saying the end of the dollar as we know it. I think he's right. But what is the U.S. dollar? Is it a gold and silver dollar as the Constitution calls for? Or is it a fake Federal Reserve note backed by what? Nothing? Or maybe oil or global force? What is it backed by? Trump calls for a big Fed rate cut. Again, criticizes central bank chairman Jerome Powell. He says he has a tremendous lack of vision. A big reduction would do wonders for the economy. And Donald, you can't love the Fed when they do your bidding and hate the Fed when they don't. You got to understand the founding fathers rejected a Federal Reserve. They called for constitutional currency, gold and silver. And they called for it to be a congressional responsibility. None of that's happening now. We got fake money by a banking cartel known as the Federal Reserve. It's not government at all. They claim there's independence in the Fed. There's not. It's a lie. It's a mafia banking cartel that controls it. It is dishonest and it is unconstitutional. By the way, good news, though. Labor Day gas prices were the lowest in 3 years, according to AAA. That's good news. We also talked about the closer you live, the nature, the happier you are. And the happier you'll be, a study finds. I commend that. I think that's good news, and I think that's right. We need to simplify our lives, ladies and gentlemen. We don't need to get and spend, and we need to simplify our lives, not only from a time point of view, but from a financial point of view, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A simple life brings about the most happiness. If you don't believe me, how come a lot of the South and Central American countries, very poor people indeed, but yet they're some of the most happy people on the planet, huh? Donald Trump wisely points out the stronger background checks would not have stopped the attacks. He's right as rain. That was Monday's broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we'll have the next hour get to the rest of the week, huh? I'm telling you, 2 weeks in review, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips always. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, LibertyRoundtable.com, live and on-demand radio at your fingertips, free. But we are taking on the media, the mainstream press, like never before, and we do need your financing. We've got day jobs, don't fund our families, but please, help us fund our growth in radio. It is very expensive, and every penny counts. If you believe we do a great job bringing to you news the networks refuse to use, understanding the traditions of the founding fathers, putting things in a constitutional perspective of God, family, and country, and the protection of life, liberty, and property, then reciprocate and donate today, please. LibertyRoundtable.com, value for value. That is the free market way, right? That is the free enterprise system at its best. All right. For Sam Bushman, I declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. Get involved, make it a great day, and choose the right, will you? Hey, thanks.